Well, here recently, we've been spending some time focusing on honeybees, an issue that experts from across the country also took up this past week during the National Pollinator Summit, as beekeeper Bretta D gives a quick summary of what the honeybee industry is facing.
The estimate of commercial hives in the nation is somewhere around 2.5 million. So this year, we're looking at a million hive loss. In the last 7 years, we've lost about 5,650,000 hives.
And Jeff Pettis with USDA's Agricultural Research Service explains why right now, in the midst of California's almond pollination, is one of the more critical times for honeybees.
For the U.S. economy, everything sets up after almond pollination. Almond pollination is the biggest pollination event in the world. We use 65% of our commercial bees in almond pollination. So if we have a healthy pollination force there, we can guarantee that we can meet the blueberry and the apple and the other needs of pollination. So pollination services, and the honeybees primarily, but other pollinators as well, is an important issue.
And when it comes to the issue of colony collapse disorder and what is causing the devastating disease, Pettis reiterates what we've heard several times from other experts.
You always hear multifactorial. It's really true with bee health. If you talk to individual beekeepers, some of them will say, this year I think I had a Nosema issue, or this year I had a Varroa issue. Nutrition certainly plays a role. In my mind, there's people who are focused only on pesticides.
For more on the importance of honeybees to our ag sector, log on to southeastagnet.com. Julie McPeak with Southeast Agnet.